This nude in profile was probably done in Vernon, in Normandy, at the painter's house there. Please take a closer look at this female nude of Marthe, the painter's life companion. Her body stretches over the height of the canvas. She seems to be hiding from the artist's gaze as he invades her privacy. Her face is hidden in the shadows created by the backlighting and seems to flee the spectator's gaze and also that of the painter, who captures and steals from her a gesture or posture. Bonnard's approach to nude echoes that of Degas. Indeed, look at the abundance of reflections on the figure's skin and the imperious vertical rendering of the body. Everything is done to accentuate the verticality of this work, whether it be its theme or its lines of construction. Bonnard met Marthe in 1893 on the hill of Montmartre. This meeting would be a turning point in his life. From then on, they would be lifelong companions until Marthe's death in 1942. Having broken off relations with her family, Marthe moved to Paris, where she was in contact with the artistic world. A highly secretive person, Bonnard wouldn't discover her real name until the day of their marriage. Maria Borsan, otherwise known as Marthe de Méligny. Temperamental and suffering from a chronic distrust of people in general, Marthe would grow more and more introverted. This closed attitude would force the couple to move regularly. Alternating stays in Normandy with time spent in Le Canet, their visits to Paris would become increasingly rare. Little by little, they became isolated, even if Bonnard enjoyed receiving friends and collectors, as well as photographers who continued to solicit him. Despite all this, Marthe triggered an artistic shock in Bonnard. She became the main subject of his paintings. He never stopped painting this woman who continued to appear young and fresh despite the passing years, contrary to the artist himself, whose increasing age is apparent in his self-portraits. Thus, this man, who had never painted a single nude before 1893, began producing them prodigiously and in a very distinctive style. Indeed, the model never posed, as the artist preferred capturing the moment and portraying the body in its natural position. This way he dispensed with clothing and also the act of posing, as if his only objective was to seize the truth and purity of a fleeting instant. It's hard to tell what really captivated Bonnard, the female nude or his own companion. Whatever the case may be, dozens of his paintings will feature Marthe, where the artist immortalized both her way of moving and her youth.